Have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Si tienes su Biblia, por favor, vamos a 1 Corintios, capítulo 15, versículo 58. And there it reads, therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Por lo tanto, mis queridos hermanos, manténganse firmes y inconmovibles. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Progresando siempre en la obra del Señor, conscientes de que su trabajo en el Señor no es en vano. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Dios en el cielo, thank you for this time together in your word. Gracias por esta oportunidad en su palabra. Help us that we might see your word clearly. Ayúdanos que podemos ver su palabra claramente, that we might be able to hear and understand and apply the truths of your word. Que podemos entender y también saber cómo practicar esto en nuestra vida, aplicarlo en nuestra vida. Help us, Lord, to see and help us to do. Ayúdanos para que podemos ver y también que podemos hacer su voluntad, your will, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to title this, Standing Firm in the Work of the Lord. El título es Firmeza en la Obra del Señor. El hermano Rick, Brother Rick, shared that he's just retired. How many years was it again? 43 years. Él retiró de su empleo. Trabajando por 43 años. Amén, amén. God bless you. years is a long time to be at a company. Yeah, 43 años es mucho tiempo estar en un lugar empleado. Y ahora se descansa de eso. And now he can relax. Yeah, right. Me imagino. I can just imagine that there were some times where you wanted to quit. There were some times that probably you wanted to get away and just say, you know, forget this job and I'm ready to move on to the next. Maybe not. But I just suppose in 43 years, you at least at some point pushed to that edge for a little while and had to contemplate it. Me imagino que en 43 años trabajando por un empleo que ha tenido una oportunidad. Quizá ha pensado en dejar de este trabajo y ir a otro lugar. But something helped you to stay. Something helped you to stay connected and to persevere even through those times where you wanted to quit. And now you're going to be able to reap the benefits of that perseverance. Que ahora a tiempos que yo me imagino que él quería departar y dejar ese empleo, pero siguió ahí trabajando y en tiempo, ahora mismo él se puede retirar con todo y disfrutar en todo lo que él hizo en esos 43 años. If you weren't faithful to the very end, you wouldn't be able to receive the blessings and of this retirement. Si no era fiel hasta el fin, no podía aprovechar de todas las bendiciones que va a venir a él ahora mismo ser retirado. As you can see, there's an application to that in our own faith walk. Tú puedes ver que hay un ejemplo de eso también en nuestro camino de fe, que nosotros queremos estar hasta el fin, caminar hasta el fin, that we want to not only just start this walk with the Lord, but also get to the very end of that walk. See, look, mira lo que Pablo dice. Look at what Paul says here. Paul says, therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Por lo tanto, mis queridos hermanos y hermanas, manténgase firmes. Firme. Stay firm. Él está hablando de nuestra vida en Cristo. He's talking about our walk with Jesus Christ, our life in Jesus Christ. And he's saying, stand firm. Mira esas palomas. Look at the palm trees. And these palm trees get beaten by the winds, but they don't fall. El viento siempre lo está atacando, pero se sigue firme, firme. Why? Why? Because the root systems that are there, ¿cómo se dice root en español? La raíz, gracias. La raíz de ellos están tan fuerte que aunque el viento lo empuje a un lado o el otro, se va a mantener firme. That because of the great root system that's there under the palm tree, even as the winds beat upon that tree, it stays firmly planted. Our life is like that palm tree. Nuestra vida es como esa paloma. Así se dice, ¿verdad? Paloma, ¿verdad? ¿Paloma? Palma, gracias. Gracias. Palma. I've been saying paloma. ¿Qué es paloma? That's a bird? That's a dove. I knew that was weird. All right. That's why you're looking at me. Palomas is dove in Spanish. I'm saying palomas. It's palmas. Las palmas. All right. Close. I was close. Close doesn't always work, though. All right. Pero estos árboles, yo voy a decir árboles ahora, ¿verdad? Esos árboles, esos palmas son como nosotros. Those palm trees are just like us. If we're going to make it to the end and be able to stand, we're going to take a little beating in this life. Vamos a estar en una batalla en este mundo. Si vamos a estar a frente del Señor cuando Él va a juzgar el mundo. When God is going to judge us, when Jesus is going to judge us, then that means that we're going to have endured so much in this life to be able to stand before our Lord and Savior. But he tells us, be firm, immovable, all right? Incomovibles. Eso quiere decir que cuando está plantado ahí, quédate ahí. Si está plantado en el Señor, quédate en el Señor. It's like when you're planted in Christ, you stay there. You stay firmly rooted in him. And even though the attacks of the enemy comes, like the song says, I shall not be moved. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. I want to just look at this text a little bit. And I want to key in on this word. You see that word, therefore? ¿Tú ves esas palabras, por lo tanto? That tells us something, right? Eso no dice algo. Que él estaba explicando algo y esto es la conclusión de lo que estaba hablando antes. This is the conclusion of something that he had already been talking about earlier. And so I want to kind of backtrack so that we can get back to this verse. Verse 1, versículo 1 de este mismo capítulo. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received, to which you've taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Ahora, hermanos, quiero recordarles del evangelio que le prediqué, el mismo de que recibieron y en el cual se mantienen firmes. This is, it's telling us a bunch of things right here in these verses. First of all, he says, this gospel which I preach to you, I want to remind you of it, which you received and which you've taken your stand. All right? Yo lo prediqué este evangelio, ustedes, él dice, recibieron este evangelio, y ahora este mismo evangelio es el mismo de que usted está plantado. Además, also, he's saying, by this gospel you are saved. By this gospel you're saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Él dice también de, por este evangelio usted está salvo si se aferran la palabra que lo que prediqué, de otros modo habrán creído en vano. Entonces, lo que estaba diciendo es, cuando yo prediqué este evangelio, tú recibiste y también tienes que seguir recibiendo. La verdad, you've received this great gospel of Jesus Christ. And with this gospel that you received, you're also standing on it, and you're saved by this same gospel. And this is you're standing on it, not just temporarily. He's saying to the very end, we're standing on this word. We're standing on the convictions of what we believed unto the very end, that we need to hold this. We need to keep hold of the truth of God's word always. Tenemos que aguantar la verdad de la palabra de Dios, porque hay un enemigo que está buscándonos para tratar de cambiar la verdad a una mentira. We have an enemy that doesn't want us to hold truth, to have truth, and to live in truth. And so we've got to be very careful that when we receive this good news message, that we hold it tight to us, that even though the attacks of the enemy come, that we will not be moved. Amen? El diablo, the devil, his forces, anything that is against God is desiring to have us also on their team. El diablo quiere que nosotros estamos en el equipo de él. And so we got to fight. You got to fight for truth. You got to fight the man in the mirror. Our own carnal desires, we've got to fight. We've got to fight the lies that are being told on the outside. Right? Tenemos una batalla. Tenemos una batalla de la palabra de Dios, las mentiras que algunos traten de influenciarnos, doctrinas que no son verdaderos, que tenemos que saber la verdad y aguantarnos de la verdad hasta el fin. Right? We need to know God's word. We need to hold on to God's word. We need to hold on to the truth of God's word until the very end, if we're going to receive that prize. Amen. Then he says, he continues to preach about the gospel, continúa de hablar del evangelio y también de la resurrección. Eso es importante. He begins to continue to talk and share with them about the resurrection. Now, I think this is so important, because this is our hope. Esto es nuestra esperanza. Esto es tan importante porque es nuestra esperanza. Y cuando digo esperanza, esto es algo que, si tiene un poco esperanza, puede durar mucho tiempo. If you have just a little bit of hope, it can give you the strength to endure so many things. Tú sabes algo que en la Biblia, en Apocalipsis, in the book of Revelation, you know, it talks about the struggle. There's a struggle and a battle that is going on. And the battle, the literal battle that was going on was the persecution of the Christians of that time. La batalla que ellos estaban en Apocalipsis, lo que ellos estaban pasando fue persecución a los cristianos, muchos que estaban matando y muriendo los cristianos. Y ese libro está escrito por nosotros por esperanza. This book, this great book, and I know, you know, you've got so many different people that teach from it, so many different ways, but one of the great things to understand about the book, it's a book of hope. It's a book of hope. Be faithful till death and you receive what? Crown. Whatever's going on in the world, there's a crown waiting for you. There's a moment where you're going to be able to sit around, stand around the very throne of Almighty God, worship our Lord. I mean, think of the imagery and everything that's right there in Revelation. It's so beautiful to give us hope for persecution in this life. Es un libro de esperanza porque está hablando de la persecución del gobierno romano hasta los judíos, hasta los cristianos y ellos estaban matando a los cristianos y es esperanza para ellos. Right? How is it hope? I know you're hurting right now, but think of what's coming next. Yo sé que usted tiene heridas ahora, pero piense en lo que viene pronto. You see, and if you know that what's coming next is good or great. Si sabemos que lo que viene, que sucede, es algo tan bonito, tan grande, tan bueno, then we can wait a little bit longer. I'm thinking about food right now. Yo estoy pensando en comida ahora. Hay algunos restaurantes que me encanta. Yo hay un sitio en Maryland que voy para comer mariscos. There's a place in Maryland that I go to eat some seafood, right? And it's a place I really like, Woody's. Y'all probably heard me talk about them every now and then. I love going to Woody's and getting some good seafood. When the preacher was here last time, I said, I'm going to take him to Woody's. All right, cuando el predicador que estaba aquí para nuestro aniversario vino, yo dijo, yo le voy a llevar a comer mariscos en este restaurante. And so that day, because I know what I get there, I get this dish called the Net Buster. All right? Yeah, you already know. All right, just by the name, it's going to have a lot of stuff in it, right? The Net Buster. So, and I don't even know how to translate that, so I'm going to have to try to work around that. What's a net? Huh? Nido. Okay, thank you. Now, you're going to stand up here next time. So yo fui a este restaurante, y a mí me encanta este restaurante, y tienen algo que se llama un nieto buster. I can't translate that. Pero es algo de marisco de todo clases. I mean, it's got every single type of seafood you want on there, right? So it's a pretty big dish. So knowing that, earlier in the day, guess what I didn't do? I didn't eat. I was saving it up. I was waiting. Yo estaba esperando. Yo no comí durante el día esperando este momento, esta gran fiesta que íbamos a tener ahí en Woody. So I waited all day because I was looking forward to that time that we were going to sit there and I was just going to indulge. Well, that's very similar. Very similar to what we're talking about here. Look at heaven and how great it is. And just knowing how great it is gives us that hope to wait just a little bit longer, to wait just a little bit longer, to wait just a little bit longer. Con esa misma esperanza, con esa misma, ese mismo ejemplo, podemos ver que esa esperanza que tenemos para tardar un poco más, tardar un poco más, tardar un poco más, porque sabemos que algo bueno viene pronto. We know that something good is just getting ready to happen, and so we hold on a little bit longer, even though you're a little hungry. Amen. This thing keeps turning off on me. And so, vamos adelante. We'll be finishing this up soon. Come on back to 58 with me. Vamos a 58 otra vez. Therefore, por lo tanto, porque ustedes ya están en Cristo, because you guys who are already in Christ, who've received Christ, who are standing on this gospel of Jesus Christ, who are firmly planted on in Jesus Christ, that have come in. You've already come in. You're already looking forward to this great resurrection that's going to happen because of all of these, the blessings and the beauty of things that are to come. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Por lo tanto, que yo hablamos ya, que está ya en el Evangelio, recibiste el Evangelio, estás parado en ese mismo Evangelio. Ya también él dijo que vamos a tener esa resurrección grande que viene pronto. Y por lo tanto, que yo ha dicho ya, manténganse firme. Stand firm. It's not an easy thing always. No dice que es algo tan fácil para hacer. But stand firm. Pero aunque no es fácil, manténgase firme. You know, para nosotros es fácil movernos. Yo te digo de mí creyendo, you know, cuando yo me creí, nosotros movimos tantas veces. I told you guys early on when I grew up, I moved so much. I moved so much. I mean, seemed like we were always packing to get ready to move to somewhere else. Right? And I'll tell you right now, I don't like to move that much anymore. I moved out. Right? Y ahora, aunque todo lo que me pasó, yo no me quiero moverme más. But he says here, in something that's going to deal with our eternity, y eso es importante, que lo que él está diciendo es que lo que estamos hablando es algo eternal. We're talking about something that's going to affect our eternity. So he says, once again, por lo tanto, queridos hermanos, manténganse firmes e incomovibles. He says, stand firm, let nothing move you. Just look at that statement alone. Let nothing move you. Esto quiere decir que algo va a tratar. This is trying to tell us something is going to try. Maybe it's false doctrine. Quizá es doctrina falsa. Maybe it's death. Quizás muerte. Maybe it's just a incompatibility or a fight or an argument with a church member or someone. Quizás es una pelea con otro miembro de la iglesia. Maybe it's our own doubts. Quizás nuestras dudas. Whatever it is, we are, at some point our faith is going to be attacked. No importa lo que es, vamos a tener un ataque de nuestra fe. Right? Y si no tuvimos, pues pronto viene. Si no ha pasado, pronto viene. If it hasn't happened yet, it'll be here soon. And so what we need to do is to get our minds. Esto empieza con el mente. You know, I think what Paul is really trying to do is to give us a mindset that we have to embrace. Él está tratando de darnos un manera de vivir y mirar al mundo y nosotros, a pensar, una forma de pensar, ¿vale? Que tenemos que tener. Porque si vamos a estar hasta el fin, tú vas a tener que creerlo, pensarlo, saberlo, hacerlo. If you're going to make it to the very end, you're going to have to think, you're going to have to do, you're going to have to continue to the very end. Be thou faithful unto death. No hay un plan de retiro, retiramente, how do you say retirement? Retirement. Retiro, all right, close. All right, well, I got it. I did say it. I just wasn't sure. All right. Pero no hay un plan de retiro aquí como cristianos. We don't have a retirement plan as a Christian. Yellow. Yellow. There's no retirement plan. You know what retirement plan is, Christian? Heaven. Yeah, that's right. And I think we'll be working up there also, right? We'll be praising God around the throne day and night. So we'll be at work. So there's no retirement plan for Christians, right? Tenemos que trabajar hasta el fin, hasta el fin, hasta el fin. Tenemos que saber nuestra salvación que está firme en el Señor hasta el fin. We have to think and remind ourselves that our salvation, where we're standing right now, we're standing firm until the very end. I'm in it to win it, and I'm not going nowhere. Yo estoy aquí para ser vencedor, y yo no voy para ningún lado. Yo me voy a quedarme en la cosa del Señor para siempre. Y eso es la mentalidad que tenemos que tener. That's the type of thinking that we have, to be determined to make it to the very end. That's what champions do. Eso es lo que campeones hacen. Tienen una mentalidad ante que estamos sufriendo en nuestro cuerpo. Yo voy a ser vencedor. That we have to have the same mindset as the elite athletes do. That even though it hurts, even though there's great sacrifice involved, I'm going to make it to the very end. And that's the type of mentality that we have to have. Therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Progresando siempre, dice, en la obra del Señor, conscientes de que su trabajo en el Señor no es en vano. You see, if we ever think that what we're doing is worthless, you're going to stop doing it. Que si pensamos que nuestro labor y nuestras obras y lo que estamos haciendo que no es bonito, que va a ser vano. I don't think I translated that right. Sabiendo que nuestro trabajo en el Señor no es en vano. Maybe a better way to say this is, everything that you do is worthwhile if you're doing it for the Lord. Todo lo que hacemos vale algo grande si lo estamos haciendo por el Señor. That means, you know, Jesus even said, if you give a cup of water in my name, right? Si el Señor dice, si da una copa de agua en mi nombre es algo importante, ¿verdad? So all of us need to be participating and doing, and we've shared this many times about gifts and things of that nature, finding your unique gift and using your gift in the work of the Lord. And if we're here and we can help you to discover that gift and to utilize that gift, please, by all means, reach out to us, the elders, the deacons, and myself, and let us help you find a place for you. Y también si hay alguno de ustedes que tú tienes tantos dones, tantos regalos que el Señor nos ha dado y tenemos que usarlo para el Señor. Si nosotros, los ancianos y yo podemos, y los diáconos podemos ayudarle a buscar su don, su área donde usted puede hacer la voluntad del Señor, por favor, comunica con nosotros. para que podamos hablar y podemos buscar su propio área de servicio. But for right now, just stand firm. Keep growing. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and keep following him. And if we do that, we will all make it to heaven. Si está en Cristo ahora y quiere, you know, sigue. Yo te voy a decir que sigue adelante en el camino del Señor, que cumplimos hasta el fin este propósito que el Señor tiene para nosotros, para que también podemos recibir esa gran bendición cuando Él dice a nosotros, buen hecho. We want to hear those great words. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Buen hecho, nuestro Salvador. Servidor. Maybe there's somebody here this morning. Quizá hay alguien esta mañana that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord. Que no conoce a Jesucristo como su Salvador. As your Savior. That maybe you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You know Jesus. You heard about him. You know, we've got different celebrations about Jesus. But have you made Jesus your Lord? Quizá usted conoce Jesús, habla de Jesús. También celebramos Jesús, Christmas y todo eso, y Pascua que vamos a tener. Pero tú no tienes una relación con el Señor. Hoy, today, can be a day to change all of that. You can come into relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus knows you. Jesús te conoce a ti. Tú puedes conocer a Jesús en una manera más íntimo esta mañana. You can know Jesus in a more intimate way even this morning by coming and giving your life to Jesus Christ, by surrendering to him. Tú puedes saber más y más de Jesucristo y venir y dar, poner su vida en el mano del Señor. And you do that in baptism. You surrender this morning in baptism. Tú puedes venir ahora en el bautismo, porque en bautismo algo va a cambiar. Cuando da su vida al Señor, a obedecer al Señor, el Evangelio del Señor, en bautismo, algo va a cambiar. Tú vas a meterse en la agua en una manera y después salir como una nueva criatura. You go down into that water grave of baptism, because in baptism, in obedient baptism, being baptized according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you go down into that water grave of baptism and God changes your state and you rise as a new creature. And so if somebody's here today and you're ready for a transformation from the inside out, si estás aquí esta mañana y estás esperando o quieres esta transformación de adentro hasta afuera, won't you come this morning? ¿Por qué no vienes esta mañana? Are you ready to live for Jesus? Are you ready to die to your sins? Are you ready to be washed in his blood? Si está listo esta mañana para seguirle a Jesucristo, para estar bautizado en la agua, para que él puede transformarle, por favor, venga esta mañana. Come this morning as we stand and we sing the song of invitation.